This is Matt Wells at UN News. About one third of all food which is grown in the Middle East and North Africa is lost or wasted, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. In Egypt, that adds up to an estimated 50 kilograms of food per person per year, according to UN figures. Most of this food's lost from the farm to the table rather than wasted at the consumer level. That results in a loss of nutrition, which is alarming for a country which is facing already high levels of malnutrition, says the agency. Governments in the region have pledged to reduce food loss and waste by 50% by 2024, and FAO, along with the Italian government, is training farmers and wholesalers to reduce food loss and ensure greater food security, as Anais Houtin reports from Egypt.
Downtown Cairo, the Belbis food market is a hype of activity. Hundreds of tomatoes are carefully stacked in food crates. A huddle of men are sizing up the produce. The seller beckons them to make a bid. There are plenty of tomatoes to go around. After all, Egypt is a major producer of tomatoes. But for every 1,000 kilograms of tomatoes produced and distributed in Egypt, 560 kilograms is lost or wasted. That's more than half the production. A huge amount of food that would otherwise be available for consumption. In general, two-thirds of all food loss and waste happens during the food production and distribution stages. The reasons behind these losses range from inefficient food production to poor technologies and infrastructure. Egypt is also a major producer of grapes. Yaya Salah Mustafa is an expert on grape cultivation at FAO.
Farmers face many problems that result in grape losses. For example, the crops might develop problems that only appear at harvesting time, such as tightly compressed clusters of grapes as a result of rotting. Moldy and discolored grapes, or grapes with the wrong sugar content or size, are all causes of grape loss.
That's why FAO is helping to build two food processing units in northern Egypt, in Bangar El Socar and Tiba. There, it trains cooperatives in grape handling, processing, and distribution practices, as well as other agricultural methods.
We try to identify the weak spots in the grape food production chain that result in these losses.
The training scheme also has long-term goals.
After the initial training, we made recommendations that as many farmers as possible could access this training. So what followed was a course in training the trainers. About 25 agricultural engineers in the region were trained, and they now continue to train other farmers in the region, spreading their knowledge far and wide.
Grape grower Rabi took part in one of FAO's training courses. The 43-year-old grape grower lives in the village of Tiba, about 100 kilometers northwest of Cairo. Until recently, he was struggling to make ends meet, but he says he's learned a lot.
I learned to avoid over-fertilization by using the right amount of fertilizers. We avoided losses on the farm. I also learned about the proper method of spraying and recommended amount to use, depending on the condition of the vine. Another thing I learned was how to pick grapes properly and how to get the right grape size.
And he plans to pass on this knowledge to other farmers in his community.
I want to transfer the knowledge I have learned to others. For example, you might find an educated farmer with specific concerns. I can advise him. If I see him doing something wrong on his farm or spraying incorrectly, I can guide him with what I know and what I've learned.
But food production methods are not the only cause for food loss in Egypt. There are also economic factors explaining food loss, such as price fluctuations. Mahmoud Taha runs a business that manages agricultural waste. He buys tomatoes from a sun-dried tomato cooperative set up by FAO.
When the market price for tomatoes is lower than the cost of harvesting them, farmers won't harvest the tomatoes, so they lose a large amount of produce.
This has a significant impact on smallholder farmers, who not only dominate Egypt's food production, but also account for a large proportion of the country's poor, which is 35% of the population.
So we try to help farmers to reduce losses by setting price levels. We say if the market price of tomatoes falls below one Egyptian pound per kilo, then the tomatoes have to be dried. If the price is more than 1 pound, they can sell them on the market. Another bonus is that when the price of a product is fixed, the farmers end up producing good quality produce because they are assured that their production cost will be covered and that they will not have any losses.
FAO plans to build a sun-dried tomato facility in Bangar El Socor. Another facility specialized in drying grapes is currently under construction in the Nubeya area. It's hoped that with these two initiatives, more farmers like grape grower Rabi can help reduce food loss and waste in Egypt and, at the same time, boost their livelihoods.